5 Mount Edgecombe students took part in a filmmaking class last year and will showcase their work at a screening in Sitka tonight. The films focus on place, culture, and climate change in a handful of villages across the state. KCAW's Emily Russell sat down with one of the film instructors and has the story.
Emmett Williams has been in the film industry for decades. His work has taken him to Africa and South America and to big cities like New York and London. Most recently, though, Sitka has been the focus of his storytelling.
So when I came to Sitka, I met Peter Bradley at the Island Institute, and we became not only good friends, but we had a lot of creative ideas that were similar.
One of those ideas involved students at Mount Edgecombe. The Island Institute, a Sitka-based nonprofit, was looking to start a storytelling program at the school. Williams, on the other hand, wanted to teach students about the more technical aspects of filmmaking.
I was having a conversation about that with Annika Orr, the program manager of the Island Institute at the time, and we said we should do it together. And so Annika and I started working together, and it's been an amazing partnership.
That partnership resulted in a class at Mount Edgecombe. With a $20,000 grant from the Crosset Fund, the Island Institute paid Williams and Ord and purchased 8 high-quality audio and video kits for the students to use. Williams says in the beginning, students learn the basics of storytelling and documentary filmmaking.
And so we also said, you know, these are examples of climate change stories. These are examples of stories about culture. These are examples of stories about place. And then we said, forget all that. What do you care about?
Williams says it was important to let the students decide what each of their stories would be about. Once they had the basic training, they each went home for the summer with film equipment in hand and an idea in mind.
The 5 stories are based in Craig, Bethel, Nustayahook, Klawak, and Old Harbor.
And their stories ended up being just as diverse as the places where they were filmed. Williams is careful not to give anything away, but what he will say is how impressed he is with each of the students.
You know, when you work with teenagers or kids, sometimes you think, you know, whatever they come back with will be happy. I'm just happy that they came back with something. But we were literally in shock at how amazing the footage and the interviews are.
And Williams has no doubt moviegoers will be just as shocked at the amazing footage as he is. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Emily Russell.